Good morning, friends. It's really good to be with you today. It's been a difficult week this week in our country. I'm sure we're all aware of that. And even though our theme for today doesn't directly address the tragedy of this week in our country, I know that we want to be aware of it in our prayer and in our worship and in our conversations. I also just want to say thank you to the leadership of Mosaic to be able to share with you the new book, which is available after the service. It's a special joy. It's like being pregnant for years and suddenly you give birth. So it's just lovely for the book to be out there, and thank you to the leadership for being willing to make that available. I do appreciate that a great deal. Friends, you have the insert in your bulletin. It's that piece of paper. It's there for you to make a note on, perhaps. Sometimes I give you some additional readings, and it's a good thing sometimes just to write those verses down so that you can read them again later. But there are two readings there this morning for our theme, and I want to read them now and then reflect a little bit with you on them today. And the first is from John chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. The next day, John, and we know that was John the baptizer, John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked them, this is a very interesting question, "What do you want? What do you want?" That is a question about desire. What do you want? What are you looking for? And they said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." And so they went and they saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him, and it was about the 10th hour. And then just one verse that has been close to my heart for many, many, many years. It's from Peter's letter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. You may want to stick this on the fridge just for 1 week. "Dear friends, I urge you, I plead with you, as aliens and strangers in this world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul." And we thank God so much for those readings, and we pray that God will use those readings and other readings in our hearts and our lives today. Friends, our theme for this morning is Choosing life in the midst of dark desires. And I don't know what that theme sounds like on your ears at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Choosing life in the midst of our dark desires. I'm still not sure why Johan wanted me to preach on this theme today and not him. Maybe he is aware of my decadent cravings for dark chocolate. And for Trevor, you are the one to speak about dark and decadent desires. But more seriously, as soon as one mentions a theme like that, immediately, we can see its relevance immediately. It's a relevant theme on one hand because desire is such a deep part of our everyday lives. God has created each one of us with an enormous capacity for desire. It's the way we have been made by God. All kinds of desires. All kinds of desires. Material desires. Desires for things. For things like clothes and cars and homes and money. And when I look into my daughter's wardrobe, shoes. Huh? Material desires. Achievement desires. Desires to do well in our career, in our work, in our studies, in our sport. I was talking to someone the other day who's a Blue Bull supporter, and he says, and I don't know if they still do this, but early on a Saturday morning at Loftus, you'll see a whole lot of young 6 and 7 year olds bare feet running across the fields. These little young rugby players with empty stands, and you can almost imagine these young hearts as they run across the fields, their desire building that one day. Can you almost imagine Bucky's Buerta, 6 years of age, looking around at these empty stands and the desire growing that one day maybe I can play on this field? Huh? Relational desires, desires for friendship, for relationship, for community, for intimacy, deep, deep in our hearts. Physical desires for food and drink and sex and rest. These are deep, deep desires in our life, which God has placed in us. And it's important for us to say that, because sometimes we think desire in itself is a bad thing or a wrong thing or an evil thing. God has created us with desires. On the other hand, friends, our theme is so relevant because you know and I know that our desires can get distorted. Our desires can take us down some very, very dark roads. You know that and I know that. Here are two people. Let's give them some names. I just hope this does not describe two people here today. Here is Harry and here is Sally. Harry and Sally. They work together. And as they work together, there is chemistry between the two of them. There's attraction. They like each other. They are married, but not married to each other. Now, there's nothing wrong with attraction, with chemistry. It's happening all the time where people come across each other. There's nothing wrong with that. But very easily that desire becomes darker. And before they know it, they're going down a road. It starts maybe just with compliments. And they get a buzz out of each other's compliments. And then maybe there is some texting messages to each other. And then maybe hugs that go on just a little bit longer. And then slowly lines begin to get crossed. And then slowly Harry and Sally say things to each other that they would never say to each other if their partners were present. And before they know it, they come to a door. And if they walk through that door, there is catastrophe on the other side. Disaster, a violation of their values, of their closest relationships. Some of us here today know what it's like to walk through that door. And if you have, I'm so glad you're here this morning. And I just want to say to you as an aside, there is nothing that we can ever do that can put us beyond God's grace. Nothing. And maybe you have walked through that door and you have hurt yourself and hurt others. And I want to say to you with all the passion of my heart, God is wanting to connect with you this morning. And God is wanting to restore and heal and make whole. Do you see why our theme is so relevant? And it's against this backdrop, friends, that we want to see what it means to choose life, even in the midst of dark desires. And my hunch is all of us at this moment have dark desires going on in our hearts right at this moment. Material desires can become dark. They can become dark. And we want more and more and more. And we get greedy and stingy. And we don't know what it's like to be generous anymore. I wonder how much debt is a result of dark desire, of distorted desire. Desire for things that have gone wrong. And we're in debt. It's distorted desire. It's a good desire gone wrong. Achievement desires. Nothing wrong with it. But when I'm willing to sacrifice family, time with children, my own health, just for the sake of achievement, something has gone wrong. Distorted desire. Relational desires, nothing wrong with them, but when I seek your approval at any cost, something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong. Physical desires for food and drink and sex and rest, nothing wrong. But when they take me down roads that lead to addiction and betrayal and deceit and darkness, something is wrong. And it's in the midst of these desires, there comes an invitation. And it's a wonderful invitation. And it's an invitation to choose life. And we can make that choice today. Today. And I've been thinking about it deeply. How do we make this choice? What helps us to make it? And I just want to again just share a few thoughts with you. And as I speak, I have a desire in my heart that somehow God will speak a word to you this morning. And to myself. Friends, I think it starts here. Let me tell you where I think it starts. I think it's we choose life in the midst of dark desires when we are willing to just stop and acknowledge our desires before God honestly. Whatever they are. Whatever they are. Did you listen to me as I read that story from the Gospel? John the Baptist is with two of his disciples. Jesus walks by. What does John say? There is the Lamb of God. There he is. There is the one that our hearts have longed for. There is the one that our hearts have desired for centuries, our people. There is the Lamb of God. The two disciples leave John and they follow Jesus. And as they follow Jesus, Jesus turns and he asks them a question. And it's a question about desire. What do you want? What do you want? What do you desire? What are you yearning for? Can we hear that question today? Can we get honest with God about it? Huh? You know, sometimes when we pray, I don't think we're honest with God. Martin Luther, does that ring a bell? Martin Luther. He was really an important figure in the story of the church. Martin Luther once said these words, and I quote him directly. When you pray, don't ever lie to God. Don't ever lie. Just tell the truth. However embarrassing the truth may be. And I find it very helpful every day almost to unpack the desires of my heart, even if they are dark. Even if I have a desire for revenge, I talk about it with God. I talk about it with God. If I have a desire for more and more in my life of something, whatever, approval, recognition, I talk about it with God. I get it out there because once I stop talking about a dark desire, I go down that road and I stand in front of that door. And so I want to invite you to bring your dark desire, whatever it is, don't be embarrassed by it. Bring it into the light. Talk about it with Christ. He's asking you today, what do you want? What do you want? I want to know what you desire so that I can meet you and lead you and heal you and keep you safe. I think that's where it starts. But I think we choose life, and I think this is another step. I think we choose life in the midst of our dark desires when we, does this make sense? When we suss out, that's a word from Benoni. When we suss out those desires that will lead us to life and those desires that will lead us to death. What does Peter say? Abstain, abstain, abstain. Not from desire. He doesn't say that. Did you read that verse? He doesn't say that. He knows we have desires. Abstain from sinful desires that will be destructive, that will destroy your life, that war against the soul. Can I speak carefully for a few minutes? God has created us with an enormous capacity for desire. God has also created us with an enormous capacity to make decisions. More than that, God has created us with incredible capacities to think and to reflect. And I need to bring my desires and my choices and my thinking together. When life just runs on desire, I'm in trouble. It's helter-skelter. I get desire there, I get desires there, I go all over the place, I'm scattered. But when I bring my desires, my choices, and my best thinking together, I move towards life. I move towards life. I sat with a young minister this week. He's married. He's got two small kids. He is attracted to a woman in the congregation where he works. It has thrown him. He's talking about it, which is a wonderful thing. And as we sit and talk, he unpacks some of his desires for this woman in the congregation. And I know as I listen to him that I want to also take him to deeper desires. So I ask him this question. I say, you know, when you die, and when they kind of read your obituary, would you like to be known? Would you like to be known as someone who walked in the light, who was faithful even in dark moments. And as I was speaking, he smiled. And I knew that he had even a deeper desire than his attraction. And it was a deeper desire for faithfulness, for goodness. And somehow as he put together his thinking and his choosing and his desires, I think he's going to make a choice for life. I really do. I really. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's not easy. Can I say one more thing? We make a choice for life in the midst of our dark desires, when we embrace, when we live into our deep desire for God. For God. There is a lovely verse in Ecclesiastes. It's a lovely verse. And it's going to come up on the screen. It's one of my favorites, where the writer says, God has placed eternity in the hearts of men and women. God has placed a desire for eternity, for God, for the divine, for transcendence. God has placed that desire in every one of our hearts. Every one of our hearts, whether we recognize it or not, in the deepest place of my heart, there is a desire for God. And when I don't take it seriously, I go down other stupid pathways. G.K. Chesterton, a wonderful writer, once said these words, every time a man knocks on the door of a brothel, he is looking for God. He's looking for God. Misplaced desire. Huh? And that desire is in you and it's in me. I hear it almost every week. Someone comes into the office and says, Trevor, I've got a house and I've got a car and I've got the kids and my marriage is okay. But something's missing. Something's missing. Desire for God. Desire for God. You see this desire for God in all the addictions of our society at the moment. All the emptiness of soul. Huh? Empty lives and people trying to fill their emptiness with so much stuff. And it's that desire for God. That emptiness. That emptiness cries out for God. Cries out for God. And you have that desire and I have that desire. And can I ask you, can I be blunt? Can I just be in your face today? Can I plead with you to let your desire for God lead you to God today? Let it lead you to God today. And the best way to let that happen is to let your desire lead you to God's desire for you in Jesus Christ. God also has desires. God desires you. God desires me. And God desires us so deeply that God sends His only Son into this world to live and die and rise and pour out His Spirit so that our desire and God's desire can come together. And when they come together, new desires get into our hearts that weren't there before. Beautiful desires, good desires, desires for the good and the true and the beautiful. I'm almost starting to preach. I better stop. Hey. And God puts new desires in our heart. Desires to pray. Desires to do good. Desires to live in truth. Desires to get to know God. Let me end. Has this been helpful? I think all of us are in the midst of dark desires. All of us. Desires that are going off, going skew. Material desires going skew. Relational desires going skew. Physical desires going skew. Achievement desires go. Choose life. Choose life in the midst of these desires. Get honest with God about them. Choose the desires that lead to life. And above all, let your desire for God lead you to the one who fulfills all desire, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you are a desire-creating God and that you are a desire-satisfying God. Come to us today in the midst of our desires, our longings, our yearnings. Come, Lord. We want to be honest with you about them. Some of us live, Lord, with deeply unmet desires. We want to be honest with you about them. We want to open up our hearts and our souls and our minds to you today. And Lord, in these tricky moments, help us to choose life. Help us to make a decision for life. But above all, Lord, thank you that you've placed in our hearts a desire for yourself. And we know that our hearts will never be at peace until we let that desire lead us home to you. Come, Lord, come by the power of your Spirit. Come into the hearts of every man and every woman. And come, Lord, especially today to those of us who've walked through that door and our desires have taken us into very painful places. May we know your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness and that you are the God of new beginnings, new desires. Come, Lord, do your work in our hearts today. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray, and we say together, Amen. Friends, may the joy of Jesus Christ be with you. Take care. God bless.